This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas was the birthplace of Prohibition and an epicenter of the anti-abortion movement. Historian and political analyst Thomas Frank, a Mission Hills native, wrote a book about how politics in the state has been fueled by conservative social ideals. But last Tuesday, Kansas went for Donald Trump while at the same time voting in a more moderate state legislature. Frank tells KCUR's Amy Jeffries that it's an indication that the American political pendulum is swinging and that Kansas may be on the leading edge of it.
The Republican Party is changing. You know, the kind of populism, the culture war populism that I wrote about in What's the Matter with Kansas. I was at the Republican convention, by the way. There was no the anti-abortion presence was very limited. You didn't hear about the culture war issues. And not only did you not hear about them, Peter Thiel, one of the speakers at the Republican convention, got up and said, this blew my mind when I heard it. He said that the culture wars were a smokescreen designed to distract us from real economic issues. That was my argument. That's what's the Matter with Kansas was all about. But I was saying that about the Republican Party. And he said that at the Republican convention. And I'll be damned if they didn't applaud the guy for saying it. It was mind-boggling.
One of the things that you wrote about a lot in What's the Matter with Kansas is how abortion in particular had been almost a proxy where, you know, that was the trigger that you could get all the support to get Republican candidates into office in Kansas and,
yeah,
and governor on down through the legislature, et cetera. And that came with a certain set of other ideas and policy positions on fiscal matters and otherwise.
That's right. It was a slightly concealed class-based issue. It was a way of mobilizing blue-collar voters without giving them anything. But now Trump has promised to give them actual things. The stuff about the trade deals, that's real. And that's a point of, like, enormous frustration among working-class people and specifically among blue-collar Democrats because they were betrayed by the Clintons. There's a reason Trump won, you know.
Do you think that the National Democratic Party should be looking at Kansas and saying, huh, they picked up 12 seats in the state house and one in the Senate.
That's really not that awesome, you know.
It's not, but it's a significant number.
But no, of course, you should always look on the bright side and see where your pockets of success are and learn from that. But the Democrats in D.C. know, they already know what they're going to learn, and it's all baked in. When they lose an election, what do they say? Move to the center. They always say the same thing. It's always the same. It's utterly predictable for pre-gone conclusion.
Right. I mean, and here, moderate was a big buzzword throughout, certainly in the primary season. And a lot of moderates, Republicans, beat conservatives in the primaries. And then you had some Democrats who were running as the moderate in the
Hillary
race.
Clinton is the moderate. Centrism. It has this promise to it, which is, that they're going to win elections, whatever else it does, and it fails in many regards. You know, President Obama has governed as a centrist, and he has failed in many ways. Centrism also, you know, Washington consensus politics gave you the Iraq War, bank deregulation, the Wall Street bailouts, all of these. Centrism as a political philosophy is also an utter failure. But it had this one selling point. It's like, well, we can win elections. Well, look where we are now.